Well, good morning and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. Welcome to our second week of doing video Sunday service. I'm so glad that you joined us and that you're here with us. And so normally when we start our Sunday service, one of the first things we do is say good morning to some of the people that are sitting near us. And so what I invite you to do right now is to just close your eyes and to imagine some of those people that sit around you on a Sunday morning. And to right now extend and send them some love, to wrap them in love, and to see them in their own wholeness and in their own power. And I also invite you this week that some of those people that you saw in your mind's eye to actually physically reach out to them this week, to give them a phone call, to tell them that you're thinking about them and that you care, because during this time of isolation, we all need to maintain those connections with the people that we love so that we feel filled up and so that it feels good to us. And so as we begin the service, I invite you just to begin to settle into yourself and to find that place of stillness within you, to allow yourself just to open up and to sink in and to be in this moment. And so I invite our practitioner, Barbara Kona, to come up and lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us.
I invite each and every one to join me in moving into that center within, into that space where the light and love of spirit is always presenting itself to our mind and to our heart. And it is here in this quietness and stillness of this center within that I recognize that there is only one life, one mind, and one power ever present throughout all of eternity. And I know that this loving, creative intelligence is here right now as the very presence of Living Beyond Limits. And that spirit is everywhere present, expressing itself as light, as love, and as peace. And I am one with this divine life, and I know that this is true for all people everywhere. And I stand here in the center of my beingness, and look only at the peace, the love, the harmony, and the good that surrounds me and that uplifts my mind and heart, and that supports me in all things. And I feel blessed with this love and peace, which enfolds me throughout everything I do in my life. I bless our time together and the community of Living Beyond Limits. I bless Reverend Jennifer and the words that she speaks, knowing that her heart is in those words, and that everything she speaks is something that we can take into our daily life, and we can manifest this peace and love right now in all that we do, in all that we think, and all that we say. And so I am grateful for this time together, and I know that everything is good and that peace and love manifest right here, right now, in and through each person's life. And so it is. Good morning to you all. My reading today is from 365 Days of Living, and it's the April 9th reading. I am surrounded and upheld by Almighty God, and my soul is filled with peace. And it begins, God is where I am, and in this presence I am secure today. I recognize that I am immersed in the divine presence and am experiencing its good, its peace, and its love. I am surrounded and upheld by God, and my soul is filled with peace. God is all there is, and there is nothing to believe in except Spirit's eternal goodness. I know there is no power, no authority higher than God. Therefore, centered in the presence of God, I am aware only of truth and peace. I keep my mind free of worry and doubt, for I know that Spirit is the only cause and love is the only effect. I am inspired by intelligence. Nothing can confuse me. And filled with this perfect peace, nothing can disturb me. I meet life this day with ease and grace, and with the expectancy of increased blessings. And so it is.
And so we read our vision statement every Sunday morning, and so I'm going to read that right now. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we at Living Beyond Limits are up to, and you as a part of the community of Living Beyond Limits, it's what we are each up to. We're up to discovering and remembering and feeling and sensing and knowing that, yes, indeed, that presence of the divine is always right where we are. That regardless of what is going on in our lives or what is going on in the world, that we actually live and move and have our beingness within that presence, and that it expresses within us as peace and as love and as the truth of our own wholeness and our own enoughness and our own power. Because it's only as we discover and recognize and really know that that is always within us and always right where we are that then we have access to it. Then when we are out in the world and we find ourselves in times of uncertainty like we're in right now, we can anchor into that peace and that love and come to the world from that place of love and peace and kindness and caring. And so as we do that, we are actually acting as a beneficial presence in the world. We're acting as a beneficial presence in our own life because we experience life differently and we come to life differently. And as we do that, we create more good in this world. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own heart and soul to be walking this path and to be bringing that divine presence into this world. So thank you for that. And so this is the second week in a row that we are doing online Sunday talk. And so we are all in this together and we are all home right now. We've been mandated to, quote, stay safer at home. So here we are at home, all of us, and maintaining social distance as a way to inhibit the spread of COVID-19, the coronavirus. And so as we begin this service today, together but at home, I invite you to get out a pen and a paper. And if you don't have one near you, you could pause this and go and get your pen and paper and then come back and join us again. And so this time that we are going through right now can be quite anxiety-provoking. And I think the anxiety that we experience is actually coming out of the fact that we are in this time of uncertainty. There is uncertainty about how long this mandate to stay home will last. If you have children and they're in school, there's uncertainty about how long your kids will be out of school or even if they will go back to school this year. There is uncertainty about when you might return to work if your place of work has closed. I work as a hairdresser 2 days a week in the salon, and the salon has been closed. And then not knowing, the uncertainty of not knowing when we come back, there's the uncertainty of how am I going to take care of the workload that I missed while I was there and get everything done. I know for some people there is some concern, will they have enough food and is the food supply going to maintain being intact? And of course there's an uncertainty, just a little bit of us, sometimes the back of our mind is, will I get sick? And if I get sick, will I be okay? Those thoughts swirl around in our brains and they cause us to feel fear. They can cause us to feel unsafe and they can cause us to just get worried and to get absorbed in those what ifs. What if I get sick? And what if I get sick and then I don't have enough money because I can't go to work? Or what if I can't go to work and therefore I lose clients or my place of work loses clients? Or what if I am locked in my house here with my spouse and I get so tired of my spouse that I actually have to kill him? We have all kinds of thoughts that go racing through our heads at this time. The thing is, there's a part of our brain that's called the amygdala, and that is the fight or flight part of our brain. It's the fear part of the fear center of our brain. But the thing is, the amygdala does not have the ability to distinguish between what is a real physical threat and what is just an imagined threat. So as we have these scenarios playing in our brains about what if and the fear that we feel, it actually causes our bodies and our emotions to respond as if it's already happening, as if it's real. And the results of that is then we have feelings of anxiety or perhaps feelings of depression, which cause even more worry and more fear, and it turns into a spiral. But have you noticed that those scenarios that you're talking about, those stories that you have going on about what if, none of them are about the present moment. None of them are about the moment that you are in right now. Because in the moment where you are right now, all is well. In the moment where you are right now, you are safe. In the moment where you are right now, you have everything that you need. Have you also noticed in those scenarios that you have going on, those stories that you're telling yourself, that God is not present in any of them? That those do not include the truth, the fact that that infinite love intelligence of the universe is always right where you are. It doesn't include the fact that that one creator from which all things have sprung, that one that is the maintainer and sustainer of all life, is right where you are, at the center of this situation, at the center of your life, that that presence is for you. And it's for you because it's for itself, and you are a part of it. So its nature and its inclination is to support you and to express as that which you need in your life. You have forgotten to tell you that that presence is at the center and the circumference of your life because it is life itself. I know that what we want during this time is really we want to feel peaceful. We want to feel calm. We want to have a sense of assurance. We want to rest in our faith and to rest in that assurance, to know that we are safe, that all is well, and to feel confident as we move through this time. And so the title of my talk today is What Do You Know? And I'm talking about that in these times of uncertainty, we are being called to go deeper. We are being called to go deeper into our faith, We're being called to go deeper into what we really know, the spiritual truth that we know. We're being called to lean into spirit, lean into the infinite one. We're being called to lean into our own wholeness. And we're being called to stand in what it is that we know, what we really know. And so last Thursday night, we had a video conference call via Zoom, and we had 20 people on the call where we all had the opportunity to do spiritual practice together. And I asked everyone some questions, and we had the opportunity to answer those questions. And then we had the opportunity to break into small groups and to share with each other the answers to those questions. And so the next day, let me share those questions with you. So some of those questions that I asked on that call were, what are you doing right now to take good care of yourself? And I asked the question, what do you need right now? And the last question was, what possible good can come from this situation that we find ourselves in your own life right now? And so we got to answer those questions for ourselves and then share our answers with each other. The next day, I got a text from one of our members, Yvonne McLaughlin, that said after that conference call, she was journaling. And what came to her really was that what she realized is really important, and what she knows is that living in the moment is key. What she really knows is that she said, right now, I am safe. She said, right now, there are world safety procedures that are already set in place. She said she knows that right now she has family and friends and community workers that she can call on in case of an emergency. She says, right now, I know that God is at the center of my life. And right now, I am knowing that I am protected and that I'm taking these life experiences to expand my comfort zone and that I am safe. And so I ask you, what do you know? What do you know in this time of uncertainty that will enable you to move through this time with a sense of peace and a sense of calm and a sense of assurance? I invite you to just turn within right now to that place within yourself of absolute wisdom. The place that is not of ego, that is not of personality. Instead, the part is that is of your eternal beingness. The place where you are one with the knowingness of this entire universe. And to ask yourself, what do I know? What do I know in this time of uncertainty that will allow me to be peaceful, that will allow me to feel calm, that will allow me to have a sense of assurance? What do I know? And to go ahead and write those answers down. What do I know? What do I know that I can lean into? And so you could pause this video right now and continue to work on your list and then come back. Or you can just go continue to work on your list after this video is over. Ernest Holmes says, peace is an inner calm obtained through one's knowledge of what one believes and why. Without that knowledge, there is no lasting peace. It is what we know inside of ourselves that will enable us to move through this time with a sense of peace and a sense of calm. But we have to let ourselves know that we actually know that in order to be in touch with it. And we have to remind ourselves of what we know when our ego starts telling stories and making things up and running into the future and doing the what ifs. One of the problems is that we look to the world for our peace. But in reality, peace already is. Peace already is within us. And we create our experience through our focus, through what we put our attention on, through our beliefs, through the stories that we tell ourselves. We are the cause of our own experience. And so it behooves you to tell yourself the truth with a capital T and to stop yourself in the midst of the stories and the what ifs. And to remember and to lean in into what you really know. And so what I really know is that this too is leading us to good. What I really know is that good is present. Good is always present. And it is at the center of my life, and it is at the center of your life. Good is always right where we are because it's the nature of God, and God is always right where we are. When I get out of my ego and listen to that knowingness within myself, I know that I am safe. And I know that in this moment, all is well. I know also that I live in an opulent universe. A universe that is whose very fabric is unending good. And that means that there is enough. There is enough of whatever I need. There is always enough. What I also know is that love is greater than anything in this world. And that right now, love is having its way. Love is having its way through each and every single one of us. I have to tell you, I've heard so many stories this week of neighbors coming to people's houses and asking them if they're okay. My mother has had 5 different neighbors come to her house and ask her if there's anything that she needs, anything from the store. Ray Bunch told me that one of his neighbors called him on the phone yesterday and said, "I'm at Costco. Do you need anything?" And he gave them a list and they brought it home and then wouldn't let him pay for it. I know somebody else who bought groceries for somebody in line because there was a limit on how many. You could only buy 2 things of meat, and the man with his family wanted to buy 4. So the other person in line bought the other 2 and paid for them and wouldn't let him pay for them. Love is having its way right now in an amazing way. And so I invite you to continue to work on your list of what it is that you know. Gary Simmons, in his book, The Eye of the Storm, says, conflict arises to get our attention and to help us find our way back to our own wholeness. Conflict arises to help us find our way back to who we really are, to help us find our way back to our own peace and our own assurance and our own confidence and power and strength and love. It arises to help us discover that which already lives within us. And so what I'd like to do now is to lead you in a meditation. but to know in the midst of this that COVID-19 holds an opportunity for all of us, for all of us to find our way back to our own wholeness and our own power and our own love and our own oneness and connection with humanity. And so I invite you to join me in this meditation. And so to just allow yourself to settle into your chair and to allow your body to become settled and peaceful and to become aware of that quiet and still place that resides at the center of your being. This place of absolute stillness is within, yet beyond your body. Here, deep within, there's a place of absolute silence, of perfect stillness. As you bring your full attention to this place of stillness, you begin to let the outside world fade away into the background. Allow your awareness to be fully immersed in this palpable silence. In this space of silence, you move beyond your rational mind and into the intuitive revelations of your soul. Here, there are no limitations and no belief in limitation. Here, you are fed with the light of your own spiritual essence. Here you experience the place where there is no separation between you and the divine. All seeming boundaries dissolve. There is only one. One life, one love, one energy, one being. It is the very nature and essence of the infinite. And you are one and the same in it. And your awareness expands. In this communion lies the limitlessness of the divine. In all, through all, as all. There are no limitations or obstructions. Only infinite power. Infinite love. Perfect peace. Pure bliss. pure potential. Creativity itself. Good without end. What is true of the One, Spirit, the Divine, is true for you. For you are one. In this now moment lies the fullness of the Presence. Before you, beside you, behind you, above you, below you, within you. I invite you to just revel in this experience of oneness for a moment. Here you experience the truth of who you are, limitless, free, unhindered, and boundless. In this awareness, there is only union with the Divine. Here you are once again aligned with the order and the harmony of the universe. From this place of union, you are guided and led into perfect action, in perfect timing. You are in sync with infinite knowingness and perfect wisdom. From this place in consciousness, you move beyond any seeming obstacles, for they are nothing but illusions. They have no reality in the infinite. They are only born from a belief in separation from the infinite. And in truth, you are one. No duality, no separation, simply wholly and eternally one. 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 And so I invite you to begin to bring your awareness back to your body, back to the room in which you are sitting, feeling your feet on the floor, support of the chair, and to wiggle your hands and your feet and to bring yourself back. And so my invitation to you this week is to live from the inside out. To give yourself time to get quiet and to get still and to find your peace and to find your wholeness. To drop your anchor deeply into spirit. That one infinite presence that has no other desire than to unfold itself in your life as all the good. Magnify your faith. Magnify your faith and magnify the truth that you know. Write about it. Remind yourself of it. Journal about it. And stand in that truth. And remember that that infinite love intelligence of the universe, that creativity from which all things have sprung, is always at the center of your life. It is always at the center of every moment and of everything that you do. That it leads you and it guides you and it keeps you safe. It directs your actions and your thoughts. Remember that that presence, that presence of good, that presence of creativity, that presence of love, intelligence, is within everything. It is within every single person, every single animal and plant and rock and raindrop. It is within every single situation, every single relationship, every single circumstance, including the one that you have been worrying about. That presence is right at the center of that also. And look for the gifts. Look for the gifts that are showing up in your home and in your relationships and in your life and all over the place. Look for the gifts and celebrate those also. And then when we are doing that, we will each and every one of us be moving through this time of uncertainty with a greater sense of peace and of ease, a greater sense of assurance and of calm. And so blessings to you during this time. May peace be with you. May you discover that deep anchor of your own well-being, and may you thrive during this time. And so blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me right now in an affirmative prayer. And so I take my attention to the truth that there is only one presence, one power, one life, one beingness. And it is that thing I call God, the divine presence, the infinite one, life itself. And as I recognize that there is only this one, I recognize that it is everywhere present, that it fills every moment and every place and every space with its beingness. And so that means that I can never be separate or apart from it, that it is everywhere I go, in everything that I do, all around me, and yes, right here within me. For it is the very essence of my own soul. Its intelligence and wisdom is the essence of my own mind. Its peace and its love lives within my heart at every moment. And so today I turn from the world and I turn to it, recognizing that in it all potential exists. in it every answer to every question, every solution to every problem is right here. And so I claim and I recognize that each and every single one of us right now is being led and is being guided on a pathway of flourishing and a pathway of peace. That we are guided and led into perfect decisions, to be in perfect places, to do exactly what is the perfect thing to do. And so I speak this word also for every single healthcare professional, every single researcher, every single scientist, knowing that that mind of God is downloading itself right now in and through them as the perfect solution and the perfect answer and the perfect resolution to COVID-19. That it is unfolding itself. I speak this word about every single policy maker and decision maker, knowing that they too are being led by this absolute intelligence and absolute love. That they are keeping each and every one of us safe, and that they are making the perfect decisions to support all of us in abundance and in thriving and in oneness. And so I just rest in this and how good it is to be living in that awareness of our connection with all of humanity. That yes, we are all in this together, and that love is making itself real. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is absolutely unfolding itself now. Simply because we have turned to that truth and have said yes. And so together we say yes. And I say thank you, God, for all of this. And I am so grateful to know this truth. And so I release this prayer in gratitude. And I say, and so it is. And so thank you so much for being with us here online. We will see you here again next Sunday. And a reminder that we again are having a Zoom conference call on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. It will be the same call-in number or the same link with the same code if you're having to put a code in. We would love to have you join us for connection and spiritual practice and just being together. If you are not receiving our information, our emails that are going out, will you please send us your email at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, and we'll make sure that you get on that mailing list. The invitation will be sent out again for the Zoom call this Thursday. In case you don't have it, you can get those numbers. And we also invite you to continue to support Living Beyond Limits with your energy and your prayers and your thoughts, as well as your financial good during this time. Because even though we aren't meeting in person, we still have bills to pay, and we still have staff that we are paying even while they're not working. And so we appreciate all of your support and all of your love. And so love to each and every single one of you, and take good care of yourselves, and I will see you back here soon, and I will see you in person soon. Love you.